Culture.
Johnson. The word of the year. Johnson's choice for 2023 will be on people's lips for years to come.
Before naming a word of the year, Johnson turns to colleagues to find out what those in different fields and in various countries are talking about. It is a salutary reminder that the world is much bigger than the English language, and that even in largely English-speaking countries, the stock of words is constantly being refreshed by the languages with which English makes contact. Our senior correspondent in Africa suggested coup as the word of the year. There have been two successful ones there in 2023, but an honourable mention should go to the Yoruba verb japa, used colloquially in Nigeria to describe making a quick escape from a precarious situation. Recently, it has been extended to mean escape from Nigeria itself, which is plagued by misgovernment. In contrast, India had a self-confident year, and Vishwaguru was on many lips. As India hosted the G20 summit under the satisfied gaze of Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, his fans revived the Sanskrit term. It means roughly teacher to the world. Vishwa means world, and guru has long been an Indian export. Indians using it feel they need no lessons from arrogant Westerners. Or is that Northerners? The global South has gained ground as a way to talk about developing countries, especially those that used to be called the Third World. They avoid following America's line on issues like Ukraine or Gaza. Talk of the Global South has led more people to refer to the Global North, which is mostly what used to be the West. These linguistic shifts make for all-encompassing confusion. But nothing can stop technology from dominating this year's words. This was the year of artificial intelligence, AI, and not any kind, but generative AI, which can churn out text and images with only some simple prompts. The breakthrough in particular of large language models, LLMs, has been stunning. They produce prose so human-like that they have ignited a debate about whether LLMs are actually thinking, and whether students will ever do homework without them again. Generative would be the word of the year if it were more widely known and used beyond the experts who follow AI. But since its launch in 2022, one term in particular, ChatGPT, has been on the lips of everyone from journalists to cab drivers, wondering what all the fuss is about. Can a name be a word of the year? Is it even a word? Yes. Names are nouns, and Google searches for ChatGPT are more than 90 times as frequent as those for generative AI or large language model. ChatGPT is the same in every language. Moreover, trade names have a long history of spreading into the collective parlance. Aspirin, escalator, Hoover, and Frisbee. Though it is a mark of success, companies desperately try to prevent the genericide of their brands. In technology, most people Google rather than generically search online. And in that same vein, ChatGPT is the conversational term for any LLM. What a lousy breakup text! Did he get ChatGPT to write that? The people have spoken with their overwhelming interest. It is impossible to pick anything else for Johnson's Word of the Year. Johnson has not been put out of work by ChatGPT, nor is he trying to japa out of his column. But after 8 years, it is time to relax the bonds of a rigid schedule. Reporting, opinions, and analysis on language will continue to appear, but on a more occasional basis. The great man whose name this column has borrowed, Samuel Johnson, knew that his labours would never be complete. He wrote that, at any given moment, some words are budding and some falling away. A whole life cannot be spent upon syntax and etymology, and even a whole life would not be sufficient. But it has been a great pleasure to make the attempt.